Hashem says, I love Avraham Avinu, people. When you know somebody's good nature, it automatically causes an Avraham. The fact that he was mashpi on other people to go b'derech Hashem and to do tzoko mishvot, that's what caused the love. The Chometz Chaim points out that tzoko is midas of chesed, giving over, and mishvot is holding on to the letter of the law. What is the tzoko mishvot? That sounds like opposite thing. So one of the perushim he says is like this, that a person has things proper himself, what people do to him, and things that he does to other people. So he says, as far as what he says, how he relates to other people, he should be very careful what he does, the mishpat. He shouldn't touch the sham, do something that may hurt their feelings. He has to do the mishpat. When it comes to the fact that somebody insults him, then he has to do the mitzvah chesed. Don't be mabbi on the dozer, just let it go. There's another way of saying it, the Vilna Gaon says it, that tzoka means it's the opposite usage of the word, but it's similar idea. And what the Chofetz Chaim was talking about, being mechabed other people, being mechabed yourself. Or being minded on your meters. And when the Gaon says the other way, that talking about a person has what he can give over to other people. He said, as far as giving to other people, he should give the stoker, give the chesed, give as much as he can. As far as what he takes for himself, that should be the mishpah. The more we focus on both the covet of other people and helping other people, both the ruach and physically and spiritually, and we focus that for ourselves, Baruch Hashem, we have what we need. We don't need extra carbon. We'll manage with that. Done another person, the money we have, we can manage with, we can give to others. Then we're going to Derech Hashem. That's the Derech Hashem. We're focusing that everything is to emulate our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And maybe if we do that, then we're going to have this fruit of Avraham Avinu. So the Chaim says that Avraham Avinu has special protection. Special protection. Bogen Avraham. We say that every day. If we go in the way of Avraham Avinu, we'll also have the special protection of Avraham Avinu. A mazel tov to the Mesayimim of Kiddushi. And a special mazel tov to Rav Naftali Spiegel, Masih Mashach. You could say war on Kiddushin also. Kiddushin is a bigger accomplishment. Oh, except we should be proud of every second we learn, but don't be the mad for Kelkoy too much. Be happy with what we did, but have a desire to do more. We have short Erev Shabbos, so you get extra schools for learning Erev Shabbos. That night, you learn 5-6 hours straight from the Hashem, or if you go to sleep early, you can get up early and learn for a few hours in the morning. If you go to sleep early, like at 7 o'clock, so you can get up at 2 in the morning, and 6 hours for Shabbos. My people are more, get up 3 in the morning. That's how people used to do it. The Poshet of Balabatim in Babasha, in Warsaw, used to get up at 4 in the morning on Shabbos. And in America, in the Syrian communities, they get up at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. People that are much less from than we are. But they realize that they have better Rabbanim than we are. They manage to get into the heads of Rabbi Matzliya, and they go out thinking they make the millions. But we have to make the real millions, the ones that last. It's time for everyone to make a little movement. Not just continue the old same thing.
Step it up.
Yeah. Continue the same thing no matter what level you are. The Gemara measure says like fool and base and mikdash. The person stays status. Fool and base and mikdash. Oh, I'm stronger than everybody else. Fool and base and mikdash. You have to build a base and mikdash. A little bit more.